show them to all. Today we're Mishnah Chas Kalim Perchavav Mishnah Zayim Mishnah Chas, and today's Mishnah is being learned Mishnah Chas Bas Rachel Shishi Mizrach Refan Josevi Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Kol Makom She'en Chasrin Malacha Machshav Mitamason. Any time that we're not missing any work to be done, then just Machshav Kum Mitame something. We noticed from the previous parak that if a person's working on a kli and he decides, you know what, I want this kli to be finished, I want to use it as it is. So if it's not missing any Malacha, nothing else needs to be done to it in order to be able to make it usable. So just his Machshav itself is able to bring it into its state of Tumah. Anything that's still missing malacha, just the machshav is not going to be tamei it. If he's in the middle of making a kli and he says, you know what, I'm finished, I want it to officially be a kli now, but it's still missing some basic work that needs to be done with it and can't be used as a kli, so his machshava is nothing. El, except for the following, ha'utzba, with an utzba. An utzba is basically a leather piece that's put on a saddle, or it's the cover of the saddle, and this could just be used as is, just as a regular piece of leather, even though often it was trimmed down and was cut to a certain size, so you can technically say that it has chesr malacha, it's missing being trimmed down. It doesn't make a difference since it could be used as is. If a person thinks, I want to use it as the utzba, as this thing for his saddle is ready in the state, now it's a klinik kabel tuma. Move on to Mishnah Ches, continue with this topic. Iris balabayas, the hides, the leather pieces that a balabayas has, machshav mitamason, just him thinking about them could bring them into a state of tuma. That's because a balabayas is not going to sell the leather that he has, it's not meant for sale, he's not a hide dealer, and therefore he just uses it for basic things around his house. And so when he decides that I want it to be this, automatically it's considered that, it's not going to be changed, and so kim kabel tuma. However, shel abdon, a hide tanner, in machshav mitamason, his machshav is not mitame them. If he decides, you know what, I want to use this hide for sitting on, it's going to be my leather carpet, it's not considered now a kli, they're not kim kabel tuma. That's because since as a hide tanner, his job is really to sell the hides, and he most probably will sell it, and it's not considered finished just yet, it's still lacking malacha, so his machshava is not able to bring it to state of tuma. Now what about the following? Shel ganov, machshav mitamason, but v'shel gazlon, ein machshav mitamason. If a ganev, which is a person who sneaks into a house, he's a thief, you don't know who he is, he comes in dead of the night and he steals something, so his machshava does bring it to state of tuma. That's because we say he's kind of beyish bailim. He doesn't know who stole it, he doesn't think he's going to get it back, he gives up hope of ever retrieving his item, so that means it's considered that now the ganev owns it, even though he stole it, he still owns it, al pi halacha, and therefore when he thinks about it, you know, I'm going to use it for this purpose, okay, so now it's considered for that purpose and it can be kabel tuma. As opposed to a gazlon, which is somebody who steals in broad daylight, so his machshav is not metameit, that's because he's not kainit, it's not considered his. Due to the fact that the owner knows who stole it from him, since the robber took it from him in broad daylight, the owner says, I'm going to call the police, they're going to arrest him, and I'm going to get my thing back, and therefore, the gazlon's machshav doesn't have any effect. However, Rav Shimon says the exact opposite. Shel gazlon, machshav metamason. When it's a gazlon, he stole in broad daylight, his machshav is metameit, that's because the owner tells himself, look, the fellow stole from me in broad daylight, he's so strong and powerful and scary, I'm not ever going to get my thing back. So gazlon does acquire it, and therefore his machshava does bring it to the state of tuma. But for shel ganev, if it was a ganev, his machshava is not metamei b'nei shelo nisi asher b'ilim, because the owner didn't give up hope. He's hopeful that he's going to be able to get that thing back from the ganev, and therefore it's not brought into the state of tuma. However, we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Tes and on to Perchav Zayin Mishnah Aleph. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.